If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Excuse me, I had to swallow a little bit of caffeine there. And no, I don't drink coffee. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross, and I'm sounding very, instructional, almost robotic. Okay? I had to caffeinate. No, I do not drink coffee. I drink Diet Coke. And I have to tell you, at least two of my ex-wives are not happy with that. They tell me that I need to get off of Diet Coke because they say that aspartame is poison. Can I tell you a little secret? And then we'll get into gardening stuff. I'm going to tell you a little secret. I got to take it on the swing. This is so good. Hang on. Just real quick one. So good. Washing down the chocolate chip cookies I baked tonight using Crisco instead of butter. Got to say, pretty good. Anyhow, I have been drinking Diet Coke with aspartame in it long before you have, unless, of course, you're from Europe, because I was in Germany in the August of 1981, and at that time, Diet Coke in America was made with saccharin, and it tasted yuck. I mean, it just tasted awful, and I went to Germany, and I took my son to a doctor over there, but anyhow, off the topic, I bought some Diet Coke. I bought a can of Diet Coke, and it tasted delicious. And I said, whoa, how come this Diet Coke is so good? And one of the people that I was dealing with over there said, oh, it has a really neat product in it called NutraSweet. And I said, oh, man, this is so good. How come we don't have it in America? It's not approved by the FDA. I said, whoa. So when I left, Here's what I left Germany with. Okay, Love's diapers are a lot cheaper over there, and they have bigger boxes. Plus, they were all in German. I bought like 10 boxes of Love's diapers because Tyler was 10 months old at the time. So I loaded up on Love's diapers. You would be surprised what they let you check in luggage. This is Pan Am, okay? Back then, in 1981, they let you check everything. All right, it was amazing. And I bought two cases of Diet Coke with aspartame in it. NutraSweet, what they used to call it. I don't know if they call it that anymore. But, you know, I brought it home, and it was so good. Well, then I meet this nice lady who is married to a friend of mine, and she was a flight attendant for Air Canada. And I said, well, where do you go? She goes, I go to Germany every week. I said, you're my new best friend. And she said, if you will give me gardening advice and money, I will buy you Diet Coke whenever I go. Every week, I gave her gardening advice and a couple of bucks, and she picked up a case of Diet Coke for me whenever she went. Until finally, after a couple of years, I don't know how long it was, but it was a while, it became available in the United States. So I've been drinking it longer than anybody, and I'm not crazy yet. Oh, well, maybe I am. I don't know. But anyhow, it is one of the things that has been researched more than anything, and I drink it. You know, I drink it. What is the other one? Coke Zero has Splenda. I don't particularly love Splenda. Some people like Splenda. I just don't particularly love Splenda. So, you know, that's just me. You know, what can I say? Anyway, oh, guess where we're at? We're at the verge of the holidays. And for me, the first holiday has passed, and that is Halloween. And, you know, Halloween is nice. I decorate heavily for Halloween. I have an electric pumpkin that I plug in every year. This year, my electric pumpkin came up missing. Could not find it. I don't know where it is. So I went to Walgreens just before dark, and I bought another electric pumpkin, stuck it in the window, plugged it in, heavily decorated, just, you know, an electric pumpkin. Got five groups of kids, bought way too much candy. The last group of kids, they got tons of candy. But what is more important is Halloween, as far as horticulture is concerned, is the time when I want my lawn to always look best. And I always work hard to make sure that my lawn looks best. Now, on Halloween morning, I got up and I looked at my yard and I decided it did not need to be mowed. It did need to be edged. Oh, it didn't need to be edged, but I figured a nice edge. You know, I'm going to have people walking up to the house. I want it to look nice. I just want it to look nice. So, you know, I edged it and then I blew it so there were no little pebbles or anything on the sidewalk so the little kids could walk up the sidewalk and come up to the door and get my candy. And I'm just very fanatical about making sure that the lawn and all of the shrubs are strong at Halloween, because a strong lawn and shrubs at Halloween means a lawn and shrubs that are going to overwinter very well. This is true in Florida, where I live. It is true in Michigan. It is true in North Dakota. It is even true in Canada. So, you know, that's why I do all of my prep, my fall fertilization, long done, although I'm going to throw in another one. You know, we have warm weather here. Got a little cool that, you know, that first, you know, cold front actually came through, and it's been a little cool. Actually had the window down in the truck for several days this week. Today, I turned the air back on. But, you know, it has been cool, but still some growth happening. I went out and was looking at the lawn today, and I saw growth. And I was looking at my hibiscus, and I had trimmed the hibiscus way, way back, and it's just a flush of new growth on it. And I fertilized all of my shrubbery 2 or 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I think it might get one more. You know, around the 15th of this month, I just may hit it one more time. You know, if you're in the South and you're getting growth, one more time, build it up for the winter. You know, nothing real heavy, nothing, you know, really, really big. I don't know about the lawn. I might give the lawn a little 8-10-10. What, mainly because I have a bag of 8-10-10, and I don't want to overwinter it. So I just may spread that all over the yard. And also to make sure I have that definition between my yard and my next door neighbor's yard so that he can see, which you can clearly see now, that my yard is greener than his yard, which was not the case earlier in the year when he came over and boasted to me that his yard was greener than mine. Ah, man, that was like, okay, that was motivation. And I have made it my life's mission to have my whole landscape look better than his landscape. And it's no fair. He's in his late 80s. He has his kids, you know, his adult kids out working on his shrub beds. And they're trying to outdo me in the shrub beds, and they're doing a pretty good job. I have to tell you, they're doing a pretty good job. But they don't know the fertilizer tricks that I do. So, you know, we're just, you know, but, you know, my lawn, his son was out the other day looking at my lawn and scratching his head. You know, my yard is darker green, just darker green. Now, the new kids who moved in across the street, they came over and, you know, on Halloween, actually, they came over because I didn't have any milk duds and I wanted milk duds. And I was in my front yard talking to another neighbor and I said, you know, I have no milk duds. And I used to have kids that would go out and go trick-or-treating, and I have no milk duds. So the nice young girl, she's 28 years old, who lives across the street, went into her house, and her new husband, came over and gave me milk duds, which I thought was very sweet of them. But they're looking at the yard, and they're asking 1,000 yardships. How can we make your yard? She said to me, how can my yard look as nice as your yard? I said, well, you could have not married him and married me, which would have been weird because I'm like tons older than you. And then you would have had a nice yard. Short of that, good luck to you. And he's looking at me like I'm nuts. I said, yay, you know, I'm only kidding. But, you know, that was, I was nice and gave them yard tips and told them how to, you know, make their lawn look nicer. The guy that owned the house before them put a beautiful garden, shrubs in there in the front that they have not been taking care of. So I gave them loving, and I didn't want to say, you know, you're not taking care of that beautiful set of shrubbery that Al, you know, put in there for you. Or not Al, it was, gosh, what was his name? Bob. Gosh. It was no, not as beautiful as Bob, but I didn't want to say that. I wanted to be somewhat nice, but only somewhat nice, but I wanted to be nice. And, you know, Bob had it looking beautiful. And I said, here's what we need to do to your shrubs. You need to go out right now and get some citrus fertilizer, and you need to fertilize those shrubs like right now. And then you also need to weed them. And I know you don't want to get down on your hands and knees and take the weeds out. So I'm going to mix you up right now some, you know, generic Roundup. And you spray this, making sure you don't get it on the shrubs. They were very thankful, and they went over there and did it. And I later saw him out fertilizing. So they took my advice. Oh, well. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
I want an Amazon Echo show. That's what I want. And I almost bought one today. But my son bought the regular Amazon Echo. And I was over at his place today, and he was showing it to me. And I was just absolutely amazed at what it would do. Oh, no, this is not the computer show that you hear on this station. This is the gardening show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. Why do I want the Echo show as opposed to the Echo? The Echo show, I was actually at a demonstration, I guess a week and a half ago, where they were, I was in a very large room at the Clearwater Public Library, and they had all of the Amazon Echo thingies there. They had the little tiny one. They had the Echo, which is the medium-sized one, the Echo Plus, and the Echo Show. And they are all, like, really, really cool. And how does this relate to gardening? I'll get to that in a minute. Just stick with me here. I remember, well, I'll get to it right now. I remember when we used to do a lot of plant propagation. And you have to set up timers. You have to do all kinds of things to get misting done and all kinds of stuff like that. If I had one of those things, I could say, Alexa, because that's her name, turn on the sprinklers. You know, and I could do that now. I could say, Alexa, please check my soil temperature. Because I'm one of those crazy people who really wonder about soil temperature, and I actually have an electric thermometer, which I could hook up to this thing. And Alexa could tell me all while I'm sitting at my desk or sitting in here. Or I could say, Alexa, yeah, you get her name right, Michael. I could say, Alexa, I want to hear The Beautiful People by Melanie. Ooh, which I want to hear like right now, but I can't because I'm doing the show. But right after this segment, I'm turning it on with my headphones. But you know, I could do that. And the Alexa show, okay, the Echo show, has a screen on it to where you can do FaceTime type things with people. You can accept calls from people. And you can do all kinds of stuff with people. And you can watch all the video that's on Amazon Prime, because I'm an Amazon Prime member. And I could watch all the shows right there. You know, I love it. I want one. $229. I don't know. Should I spend that or should I buy something for my kids? You know, the kids are adults. I'm going to buy one. Anyway, welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day. Getting a lot of email about pesticides again, and I do not know why. People are wondering why I use chemical pesticides as opposed to organic pesticides, and I don't. I use both. And here's my rule of thumb, and I've said this before, but I shall say it again. I do not object to chemical pesticides. As a matter of fact, Pesticides have come a long way in the last 20 years. They've come leaps and bounds as far as efficiency and safety, both for the environment and for the person who is using it. Most pesticides that are sold to individuals, such as you or me, have an EPA signal word of caution, which is about the least toxic that you can get. There is one that is less than that is called generally regarded as safe. But most of the pesticides are caution rated, which is a very, very good thing. They don't last a terribly long time in the environment. They disappear quickly. They do their jobs relatively quickly. And they're very efficient. To give you an example, imidacloprid is a type of pesticide that is a non-repellent, a neonicotinoid. It is used in agriculture using very specific, times of application so as not to affect bees. And it is very, very good. It gets into insects that, that take it back to the nest and affect the other insects, thus making food a lot more available to us at a reasonable price. Neonicotinoid, that same imidacloprid is on Advantage that you put on your dog and cats behind their neck. A non-repellent neonicotinoid class insecticide that is safe to use on your little kitty. I used it on my little kitties, my little kitty, which is laying right at my foot. And fleas all gone. Fleas totally gone. I never have fleas because my cats are indoors until my brother brought his boxer over to stay with us for a couple weeks while he was on vacation. And that adorable boxer, who I love dearly, had fleas. So I used Advantage, got rid of the fleas. Well, here about, a month and a half ago, my son Jamie come over with his boxer so I could see his boxer. Oh, his boxer's beautiful. I'm a boxer kind of guy. And I just like his boxer's just kissing me all over the place, crawling up on my lap. And, boxers are not lap dogs. They just don't know it. And sure enough, he brought fleas in. So what did I have to do? I had to use Advantage, which, yes, is a neonicotinoid insecticide. But I'm all for using organics. And let me tell you where I use organics. And this is my rule. It doesn't have to be your rule, but it is my rule. I use organics if I'm growing something that I am going to eat. And I have done this for the last 25, maybe even 30 years, probably 30 years. I only use natural or organics I will only use natural or organics on something that I'm going to eat or someone in my family is going to eat. When I had a vegetable garden, it was 100% organic insecticides, not 100% organic fertilizer, but 100% organic insecticides. And that's just what I chose to do. Now, I do not object to you using chemical insecticides on your garden. I don't. And if you're a commercial grower, you probably have to if you want to make money and you want to be able to produce enough yield to feed everyone. But for myself, I choose organics, okay? Around the house? Inside the house? No. I will use a chemical in the house, I definitely will. I used one on my cats when, they got fleas from my son's dog and my brother's dog. So I do not object to that at all. I don't. There are some organic insecticides that I've been using outside that are proving to be very effective. As a matter of fact, more effective than some of the chemical insecticides. And when that's the case, I use those. And they work well. So, a pesticide is a pesticide is a pesticide. But you have to be careful, and you have to read and follow label directions. So, that's my thoughts on that. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to this edition. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Frost. I am your chief geek, and I have an itch on my ankle. I got to scratch it. Hang on. Man. And I'm afraid to tell you what I'm scratching the itch with. Okay? I'm scratching the itch with a dull steak knife that I had in here to cut open a box. Man, being a man is just, you know. My former girlfriend saw me use that same very dull knife to scratch an itch on my shoulder, and she went bonzos. I think that may have been why she broke up with me. No, I don't think so. But anyway, welcome to the show. Hope you're having a wonderful time. Getting an email this week about organic pesticides and organic fertilizer. And I guess I got equal questions about organic fertilizer than I did to organic pesticides. And I have talked about pesticides, and I'm not going to go over that again, but I will talk about organic fertilizers. I've never been a big fan for a lot of reasons, but I have to tell you, as I'm becoming older, maybe that's what it is. I'm getting old. I'm becoming more of a fan. I have the nicest looking yard on my street right now. I do. I have the nicest looking yard on my street. My shrubs are the second nicest looking shrubs on the street. My 88 or 87 year old neighbor, Al, has shrubs that look better than mine. Not much. I'm going to catch up next year, I promise. But, I am, as far as the lawn goes, I am 95% organic with my fertilizer. And next year, I will be 97% organic with my fertilizer. I'm going to have to make a big investment on liquid potassium next year. The 2.5 gallon jug of liquid potash that I would like to use, which, by the way, is going to take me years to use up, but it only comes in a 2.5 gallon jug, and it's about $170 is the cheapest I've been able to find it. But I've been using as my nitrogen source, and it does have a little bit of potassium, but in my area, I think lawns need a little bit more potassium a couple of times a year at least. But I've been using Milorganite, 100% organic, from the Milwaukee Sewage Company. Has iron, has nitrogen, a little bit of natural potassium, tiny bit, not enough. But, you know, and I tell you what, I got the greenest lawn, and I've never believed that. Years past, I've used Ringer Lawn Restore, which up north works really well after the second year in Florida. It looks moderately good after the second year. And it's outrageously expensive. I mean, outrageously expensive. And you know something? Milorganite has gone up rather, extensively in price. But I'm still using it. And I'm just loving the results that I'm getting with it. I'm just absolutely loving the results that I'm getting with it. But I will tell you, if I had a lawn care business, which I used to have. I used to have a lawn care company that went out and took care of people's lawns. When I say take care of, we didn't mow. We fertilized, insecticided, and kept the weeds out. And if I had that business still, sold that business off years ago, but if I had that business still, I would not be 100% organic. Because, number one, the people couldn't afford it. I couldn't sell it. And people really, I mean, I've got a beautiful lawn, but I work on my lawn all the time. I'm obsessed and deranged about my yard. And if I was a busy guy and had other things to do, you know, like be in a relationship. I wouldn't have, you know, because back when I had a girlfriend, my lawn didn't look near as good as it looks now. I'll tell you that. I'm just honest, gosh, truth. And if I was doing this as a business, I would not do 100 or 95 or 97% organic on lawns because, number one, it would cost too much and it would take way too much attention. People just could not afford. You could not afford to have me come and take care of your lawn the way I take care of my lawn because it would take too much of your time and you'd be paying me way too much money. So I would use chemical fertilizers. And I will tell you, there was a hydroponic farm that is now out of business, and I'm still heartbroken about that, over in Tampa. It was called Urban Oasis. They were a hydroponic vegetable farm. They went organic 1 year, 100% organic fertilizer, half a year they went. They had to stop. They could not produce enough vegetables and fruits to sustain their customer base, or for that matter, pay their electric bill. They had to go back to chemical fertilization. Now, they were 100% organic with their insecticide. I give them a ton of credit for that. But they had to go back to inorganic fertilizer for to grow all of the wonderful, wonderful vegetables that they grew. And believe me, I bought a lot of them and ate a lot of them. And they were delicious. Just scrumptious. So, you know, and then there are the so-called natural lawn care companies that are out there floating around. And one, I'll name one, and it's in several parts of the country. It's not here. There's not one here. But Natural Lawn. I actually saw a Natural Lawn franchise in North Carolina, and I visited with the franchise owner at a home show up there. And I looked at the fertilizer. I said, I want to see your natural lawn fertilizer. They didn't have one. And they all use these interesting little keywords. They'll say organic qualities or, they will just organic. They'll stick organic in there, but not quite all the way. You know, naturally based, but not natural. You know what I'm saying is what they do. And that's because they're in business and they know that if they do not perform for their customers are going to call True Green. And True Green's going to come out and put chemical lawn fertilizer down and the lawn's going to look better. So again, there was a guy up in Chicago that did nothing but Ringer Lawn Restore. And he was very expensive. He did it four times a year in the Chicago area. I think it was more in Evanston, Indiana. I think it was more in that area. But it was interesting in that every time they came out to do a lawn, like a 4,000 square foot lawn, and this was in. Oh, gosh, this was in the late 80s when I met this guy. I was up there doing a personal appearance, and I met this guy. And in the late 80s, for a 4,000-square-foot yard, he was charging $170 an application, $170 four times a year to put Ringer Lawn Restore down. And his lawns all looked beautiful, and it was all 100% organic, but he had a very exclusive customer base because of what he had to charge. And down here, there's all kinds of companies that have names that are natural sounding, and their advertising, makes you think it's organic, but once you read the fine print, it's not organic. So, you know, I have tried to come up with a 100% organic lawn care for years, by the way, for 35, 40 years, I have tried to come up with a 100% organic lawn fertilizer that would work. I bought one that did a very good job, and it almost put me out of business. And it was relatively inexpensive. I bought one from a company. Where were they out of? Minnesota or someplace. It was Fish Emulsion. And I had a guy, Bert, working for me, running, he ran one of our lawn routes. And I said, mix this up in the tank. It's enough to go out and spray 8 yards. go on out and spray this on the 8 yards. And Bert went out, and, you know, this was before cell phones. And he went to a phone booth, and he called me, and he said, I'm going to quit. And the customers are screaming. And my phone at the office was, like, lighting up, not only from the customers, but from the neighbors. And I went out to a neighborhood where he'd sprayed two lawns. And as soon as I entered the neighborhood, I could smell the dead fish. It was disgusting. And I'm going to tell you, we had to do all kinds of stuff to try and make that smell go away. And it was awful. But I will tell you this. A week or so later, those lawns looked wonderful. But the rest of the fish emulsion fertilizer that I had, I gave it to an orange grove. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, I got some emails this week asking about a couple of products and asking what I think about them. One of them was Super Thrive. I love Super Thrive. What is Super Thrive? I don't want this to sound like a commercial because they don't give me anything. All right? Super Thrive was invented or developed by a guy out in California who I met at a horticultural trade show when I was teaching horticulture full time. And the guys just absolutely, all right, the cats are running all over the studio and fighting. So if you heard something, that was them. But anyway, guy's crazy, or he was. I don't even know if he's still alive. I'm thinking he's not. But he was crazy. I got to tell you, the guy was just flat crazy. And he introduced me to Super Thrive by walking out into the middle of the aisle that I was walking with my students. And he goes, I want to give you some Super Thrive. And I said, okay, what is Super Thrive? He goes, it's my 50 vitamin and mineral supplement for plants that it will, you know, it's full of nutrition and vitality. It's a starter. It's a repairer. He's just going like on and on and on. He goes, what do you do? I said, I'm a horticulture teacher. These are my students. And they were all my students were with me. I had 22 students and they were all right there. The other teacher, Mrs. Small, who I worked with, she was right there. We were like right there. And he goes, all right, I'm going to change your lives. I'm going to change your lives. I said, how are you going to do that? He goes, I'm going to give you each a little sample of Super Thrive. And when I say little sample, it's this little plastic thing which contained what amounts to a cap full of Super Thrive. And he said, I want you to test. I said, I'll tell you what, we've got a big commercial nursery at school. We're going to, and we're getting ready to plant a whole bunch of trees because we partake in a tree giveaway that the local newspaper has. So we're going to be starting a bunch of trees, and we're going to take 50 trees, and we're going to treat those new seedlings. Well, some of them are seedlings, and some of them are going to be cuttings. We're going to treat 50 of them with Super Thrive, and then we're going to have another 50 right next to it that we do not use Super Thrive. And he goes, well, you don't have enough. I'm going to give you, he gave me a bottle of Super Thrive just for that. And he goes, under the understanding that we would take pictures and send him the pictures. I said, sure, I'll be happy to. He said, you're going to love this product so much, you're going to talk about it for the rest of your life. That was in 1985. I have been talking about Super Thrive ever since then. As a matter of fact, it is the best stuff in the world. I will not be without it. You can find it on eBay. You can find it on Amazon. Just go look. A lot of local garden centers stock it. I saw it once in a Home Depot, never seen it again in a Home Depot. But I will not plant a plant without Super Thrive. And the email I got this week was, how is Super Thrive on cold damaged plants? I will tell you that Super Thrive on cold damaged plants brings them back super fast. And how much do you use? It's always the same thing. A cap full in a gallon of water. It's what it is. I don't know. Smells like vitamins when you open it up. And I've never read the entire label because I will not live long enough to read the entire label. The label is just outrageously long. If you were a child of the 60s like me, you remember a snack that we used to eat back in those days called Screaming Yellow Zonkers. Never could read a label on Screaming Yellow Zonkers. Never could finish it. Don't even know if they still make those. I should Google that later. Let me write that down. But anyway, never been able to finish reading a Super Thrive label. I had him on the radio with me one time, the doctor who created it. And I just, you know, people would call in and ask gardening questions, and the answer was always Super Thrive. And that became a little pretentious. So never had him back on again. But I have bought and used his products ever since. I will tell you that the 50 trees that we treated with Super Thrive compared to the 50 that we did not grew 10 times faster. If you're going to plug your lawn, if you're going to start a new lawn from plugs, I always mix up a gallon of Super Thrive in a pump-up sprayer. I drill the holes in the lawn to put the grass plugs into, and I walk over and I spray using a pump-up sprayer, just spray some Super Thrive in the hole. And what I've also done is I've pulled the grass plugs out and I've sprayed the roots of the grass plugs and put those in there. We did a test with that, and we did half of a yard using Super Thrive, putting the plugs 20 inches apart in a checkerboard fashion, and the other half without Super Thrive, and then we did normal fertilization to both groups. The Super Thrive half grew together literally four times faster than the unsuper thrived one. And it worked wonderfully. It's not that expensive. Don't buy a gallon of it. I buy it by the pint, and I buy a pint every couple of years, and I'm a big user of it. You know, a capful at a time. You know, you just don't have to buy that much. So, you know, when I got divorced, Julie kept my bottle of Super Thrive. I mean, come on. You know, okay, so yeah, I got her husband's lawn edger. So, you know, but I'd rather had the Super Thrive. And she still has. I've been gone 10 years, and she still has that bottle of Super Thrive. And she hasn't used it up yet. That's how long it, and that was a quart, by the way. That's how long this, you know, bottle of that will last you. So buy a pint. I buy a pint. I bought a pint when I bought the house, and I'm still using it. That is how long the stuff lasts. It works good. I like it a lot. So I highly recommend Super Thrive. And I don't use it as regular as the doctor wants you to use it. I use it when I plant. I use it if I have a distressed plant. And, I'll tell you where I use it. In my front yard where I got chinch bugs, after I killed the chinch bugs and I needed that grass to grow together back, you know, again, relatively quickly, I mixed up a gallon of Super Thrive and I put it in a watering can and I watered that area with it. And that area grew together very well. Very quickly, got to get to the next product. And I don't have a lot of time, but I don't have a lot to say. It's called Ocean Solutions. And they advertise a lot on Facebook and other things like that. It's a bottle of micronutrients direct from the ocean. If you read it real quick, and by the way, it's not cheap. It's expensive. Guess what it is? It's salt water out of the Gulf of Mexico. It's all it is. They want you to use a tiny, tiny bit in a gallon of water. It's all it is salt water. I could make a better one, cheaper. I could, you know, what do? They go out and they suck up some salt water. I don't recommend it. Ask the Garden Geek. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,